Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man walah amma ba'd. Lately, I see a disease in the ummah, in mankind. This disease called depression, sadness, lost, down, not sure, anxiety, stress, and you will not believe it, is all from the sickness of shaitan and the sickness of your nafs and the wicked of your nafs. Lack of water, lack of dieting, and most of all, lack of Iman. Lack of Iman. Be careful. Some people gain Iman and all of a sudden they become arrogant. Arrogant. So arrogant. And the first arrogant will be against their own teacher. Subhanak ya Rabbi. If this happened, wait. You will see. Because in this journey is a journey of humble and humility. This journey is a journey of belonging. This journey, a journey of trust, believe. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we coming closer. It is a season of Hajj. What Allah love versus what I love is very powerful. Very powerful if I understand it. It's very powerful if I comprehend it. And the result is so powerful. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. I'm going to share with you today a constitution. This constitution will never change. Never. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh, somebody came to him and asked him, "Ya Imam, we gain victory and support of Allah first, or we trial first?" He said, "No support and victory of Allah unless we will be trialed." Look at the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Trial after trial, big trial. And with every trial, he surrendered to Allah 100%. Sarah surrendered to Allah 100%. Hajar surrendered to Allah 100%. Ismail alayhi salam surrendered to Allah 100%. What the result? Did Ibrahim alayhi salam, every time he surrender and sacrifice what he own, what he have for sabilillah? Did he know the outcoming? Did he know Allah will make him the father of anbiya? Did he know he will be the one rebuilding the Kaaba? Did he know Allah will grant him, his son, to be the supporter of building the Kaaba? Did Hajar know she will do Sa'i and Marwa to be the cause of opening Zamzam well until Yawm al-Qiyamah? Did she know everybody will imitate her to do Sa'i until Yawm al-Qiyamah? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What is the message? The message is very simple. I be with Allah. I trust in Allah. And when Allah try me, I hold tight with a trust and rely on Allah. I believe Allah will open for me. I believe everything has a wisdom. And return my affair to Allah. And when this happened, what Allah in the return will do? What Allah in the return will do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do something so beautiful. Allah is not like us. He will reward me. He will elevate me. He will forgive my sins. He will give me strength. He will give me ability. He will open for me. He will be for me. He will be with me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. All I have to do, trust, rely, and be only for Him. And later on, Allah will show me. I have to pass the test. I have to believe. I have to trust. I have to be belonging to Him. I have to be willing to sacrifice whatever it takes. I have to unite my heart to Him. And when this happened, what happened? Allah will open for me. Allah will open for me. In a way, I will never expect it. This is the sunnah of Allah. Allah do not need years to open for me. Imagine, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him to slaughter his son. And Ibrahim surrender, the only son. After years, he wanted so bad. But he wanted to elevate the deen of Allah. And what the result? Allah accept him and his son to rebuild the first and the only house of Allah in earth, the Kaaba. Only one Kaaba. Sure, you have many masajid, but only one Kaaba. One Kaaba. The head of the worship. The icon of the worship. The symbol of the unity of Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam. But all of the above will never happen if you have somebody in your heart above Allah. No way. We love each other for Allah. We love each other for goodness sake. But we cannot love each other for obsession and crying baby and attachment to the point this love will destroy me and destroy my family or destroy whom I love. No. Love of goodness. Love of giving. That's it. It's so powerful. It's so pure. It's so elevation. Elevation internally, externally. We coming very soon. Very soon. To the most beloved, exalted days in the whole year. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We coming to the days is so beloved to Allah, so exalted in the eye of Allah. Why? This is the day the majority of Muslims will do takbirat. This is the day people will leave their houses, leave the comfort, and go and said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. Inna alhamda wa al-ni'mata laka wa al-mulk la sharika lak. If we understood Labbaik, if we living Labbaik, the time will come, inshallah, especially in the moment of death. And when we say Allah, Allah will answer me and tell me, Labbaik Abdi, Labbaik Abdi, Labbaik Abdi. I am here for you. Imagine who will tell me that? Allah Jalla Jalalu. He will tell me, I'm here for you. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to be for you. When? In the moment of death. And the journey of the soul after death. The journey, no money, no honey, no money, no property will help me. Nothing. Nobody in this earth can help me except Allah. Except Allah. And I will be doomed if I go to this moment and Allah will not be with me. This is a journey. We should prepare for it. They hit the journey, we work for it. They hit the journey, we make our effort for it. They hit the journey, we should be sacrifice anything for it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. It's nothing new, my brother. It's nothing new, my sister. But what Allah love, He loved me to love Him. He loved me to love Him above anyone. The love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of mu'mineen, the love of Islam above any love. My brother and sister in Islam, is not a talk. Is not a talk. Is a belief. Is love. Is sacrificing. Is willing to do what it takes to show Allah my gratitude, my thanks, my belief, my love, my devotion, everything for Him. And I will be willing to do anything to pleasing Him. This is called the journey of success, the journey of victory. The journey of victory within versus journey of defeat within. You will never be victorious outside unless you're victorious inside. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up from yourself. Because I feel so sad. I feel so sad for people who hear me for years and still surrender to their own diseases. They surrender so bad to their own diseases. They surrender to their own sickness and illness above Allah wa Rasuluh, above mu'mineen. And they forget. By doing that, they will destroy themselves. They will destroy their family. They will destroy their future in this life and hereafter. My dear brother and sister in Islam, are you ready for the beloved, most exalted days, Allah love? Do you know what Allah want? Everybody start preparing for fasting. Fasting is one topic. But did Allah want your fasting or He want your heart? The fasting is a simple. But what happened to your heart? He want your heart to be belong to Him. He want the time to be for Him. He wants your everything to be for Him. He wants you to be for Him. He wants your feel, your love, your devotion, your belonging, your loyalty, everything only for Him. And at this time only, He will show you. He will show you. He will show you who He is. And He will be with you, for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to grant the love and the honor of the coming days. There's many a hadith about it. I will keep you posted, inshallah, if I'm still alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live as a mu'min, as a mu'min. And fill our heart with the love of Iman, the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Iman, the love of the Ummah, the love of the Deen of Allah, above anybody. And I will be willing to do what it takes to elevate the Deen of Allah, to be for Allah above anything. Ameen, Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Aim high, we coming to the most beloved, exalted days to Allah. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is coming soon. Look to the calendar, and we have the one day, Waqfat Arafat, fasting and belonging to Allah in this day, equal to Allah forgive me of the year before and the year after. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How Allah is so Rahim, how Allah is so Kareem, how Allah is so merciful. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.